Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. We're going to celebrate a big birthday now, 100 years to be exact. The centenarian in question, the Indy 500, the greatest spectacle in racing, turns 100 years old tomorrow. Tomorrow's also a big day for Robert Joss. This 82-year-old has attended every Indy 500 since Harry Truman was president. Robert Joss joins me now from his home in Indianapolis, Indiana. Robert, welcome to the program, and congratulations on your milestone.
Well, that's good. This will be my 65th after Sunday, but right now I've got 64 of them in.
Let's see. You do the math. 64 under your belt. That means your first Indy 500 was back in 1947. Is that right?
Right.
So what was that like? You were a teenager. Describe how you got there and what was the experience like?
Very exciting. My uncle gave me my tickets to go that year. In those days, they used castor oil in the engines instead of regular oil, and boy, you could smell it. And the race started, and after about two laps, you were saturated because we were on the straightaway that year, and we were only about 20 feet from the track, and it was a bit noisy.
I imagine. Did you start wearing earplugs at that point?
Never did? No. I'm paying for it now.
I was going to say, have you seen some effects over the years, I imagine?
Oh, yeah.
Is there some buildup for you the day or two before the race? Do you get excited?
I've enjoyed it so much over the years. And when my uncle was living, we'd sit there and kibitz back and forth. Now I've got a grandson that sits with me, and he's 12 years old, and he likes it. He doesn't want to stop. That's good.
Well, the addiction runs in the family. I understand there's also a little bit of family history here. You had a daughter who was supposed to be born on race day?
Yeah. As we got toward the time when my wife was supposed to deliver, she said, well, you can't go to the race if I don't have the baby before you go to the race. And so I casually said to her, well, you can call me out at the track. I'll be out there. Me and 250,000 other people. And fortunately, she didn't have it till a week after the race.
You're a lucky man.
Oh, yeah. Clean living.
Clean living. So she didn't end up having it, we should clarify, on that day. You went to the race and your baby was born a week later.
Yeah, on the 6th of June.
On the 6th of June. Do you have any rituals when you're at the 500?
Well, my uncle and I used to have a good snort of whiskey before it started because it was just nervousness. I mean, you see him come down there, and I still feel that way.
Sure.
I don't have the snort, but I'll drink a couple beers during the race.
So traded in the bourbon for a couple of beers?
I still occasionally force myself to drink it once or twice a week, but I've had a 5-way open heart surgery, and then I got a pacemaker, and I've got diabetes and so forth. So I have to kind of take care of myself.
Are you good at picking the winner?
I'd rather bet on whether it's going to rain in the next 5 minutes because there's too many variables.
How many more of these do you think you have in you?
About 5 more, get an even 70.
And then you think you'll be able to just stop?
Yeah, I may not. If I can still crawl, I'll be gone.
That's Robert Joss. He's about to attend his 65th consecutive Indy 500 race. He's been talking with me from his home in Indianapolis, Indiana. Robert, thank you so much. Have fun at the race.
Thank you.